The International Monetary Fund has slightly lowered its 2015 growth forecast for Australia and warned that global growth remains moderate. In its latest report, the IMF said it expected Australia's economy to grow 2.8% this year. That's slightly lower than its 2.9% forecast last October. The group also predicted a rise in Australia's unemployment to 6.4%. The world's leading economic group also warned that slower growth in China or Japan, Australia's two top trading partners, could affect the rest of the region and the world economy. Well, speaking from New York, the Treasurer Joe Hockey remained optimistic, saying investors in the US are setting their ambitions on Australia and that Australia is ready for that investment.
I can report to you that Australia is open for business and is getting on with the job of future-proofing the nation. Australia's plan is for a strong five-pillar economy, an economy based on advanced manufacturing, agriculture, mining, education and services.
Treasurer Joe Hockey speaking there. Let's take a look at global financial markets, and stocks on Wall Street were mixed at the close. The Dow ended higher by 60 points. The Nasdaq lost ground slightly, while the S&P 500 closed marginally higher. In London, the FTSE closed 0.16% higher. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $53 a barrel, Tapis crude is trading at $61 a barrel, and gold is trading at $1,192 an ounce. The Australian dollar is buying 76 US cents, 72 euro cents, and 52 pence sterling.